Welcome everybody. Today we are going to be talking about the challenges, ethical concerns and social economic implications of an AI implementation in the hospitality tourism sector. The objectives of this chapter are to analyze the various challenges associated with AI in hospitality and tourism sector, to discuss the ethical considerations, the ethical implications, and to look at their social economic implications on adoption of AI technology. What is the impact on jobs, culture, inclusivity, and to study a few case studies which highlight these implications. So let us start with the introduction first. So AI technology into hospitality and tourism sector ushered in a new era of involvement. Innovation can reach its peak. The potential is immense. Hospitality and tourism industry can benefit tenfold from on AI introduction into hospitality. From personalized guest experiences to streamlining operations, to making sure that business benefits, travelers benefits alike, from huge amounts of data analysis, business planning, efficiency increases, optimization of resources, delivering personalized guest services to guests, all that creates is what AI brings to the fold. AI-powered chatbots and virtual assistants round the clock customer support help analyze and predict data for businesses, adjust prices accordingly. Creates a balance between demand and supply, and they tailor travel itineraries. All this brings its own challenges. Data integration algorithms are complex, often hinder seamless development of AI solutions. Resistance to change, skill gaps among employees pose a huge risk to adaptation. And then regulatory requirement on data privacy and security further complicate matters. So challenges, what are the challenges in broader terms? And we'll go through each in detail. In broader terms, the challenges of implementation is data dependency, data quality, personalization of problems, third-party app restrictions, data privacy and security, human touch versus automation balance. Then the costs, return of investment, staff training, potential roadblocks which we are going to face, ethics and privacy, adoption and resistance, maintenance and upgradation of systems, and risk of inbreeding. We'll go through each of these topics in detail. So data dependency. So lack of data dependency is a problem. So large amounts of data is required for for AI to be effective. So when you go to small hotels and small chains, small restaurants, the data is insufficient and ineffective. Therefore, the rendering the process makes it ineffective. When there is no large amounts of data available, the data which generates this intelligence is inadequate enough to generate proper intelligence. The second part of it is the large amount of data which it requires may not give you the right quality. So quality of data also is very important. What are you feeding the AI? It's like when you are teaching a child, if you don't give it quality education, his education will be weak, therefore his ability to process data will be poor, and poor quality data would give poor results, inaccurate results. So inaccurate insights makes flawed decision making, makes missed opportunities. So data quality and dependency are very important aspects when it comes to AI. First of all, AI has to have good amount of data for it to interpret. Secondly, the data quality also has to be of a higher level. so that you can get proper insights and proper proper analysis. If you're going to analyze bad data, you will get bad output. Then personalization problems. So segmentation technologies can divide a user into relatively large scales of groups. But the system also needs to consider personal qualities of a personal human being. So content-based previous user behavior and collaborative user, similar user behavior are used in filtering approaches to redefine segment results with personalized offers. So there can be a problem in this identification also. Now, the most other important thing is third-party app restrictions. Now, some data aggregators, like I'll give you an example, TripAdvisor, the APIs don't allow you to analyze data. So you have to be aware of the legal terms and conditions before you integrate a new system. The scalability, efficiency of the solution, and also depends on the scalability and efficiency with new platforms which allow it to use it. So this requires specific skills, specific expertise, and it requires a lot of hard work to remove the restrictions which are there. Privacy and data security. It's a major challenge. Privacy is a major challenge whatsoever. Because AI technology relies on data. And often data which is of a private nature, which a person does not feel like sharing, does not want to share. So hospitality industries are a threshold of collecting private personal data, because right from birthdays to anniversaries to people's passport numbers, to their Aadhaar numbers, to their PAN card numbers, to their identification numbers, in all this information is collected when a customer checks into a hotel. So that information, visitors' information, employees also, all the information is collected. So that prime targets, all that data is valuable data, because it is personal data, can be used, misused, and a lot of things can happen to it. So it becomes a prime target for hackers. Guests share this data with the hotel company for the reasons is that they have to share it as per regulations. But there may be apprehensions about that this vast amount of data, which is used in an AI system, also uses then all the habits of the spending habits of the guest in the hotel or outside. Credit card habits, how much he's spending, where he's spending, what he's having, all that potential data is potentially giving an insight into a person's life. That information being shared with an AI always creates, it is already sensitive to data breaches, cyber attacks. And the misuse of this information is not uncommon right now, but it can be even worse. Hotels need to be transparent, have to be transparent, be upfront with the guests. More collection data and implement huge security measures. Encrypting data, authenticate protocols, regular system audits, employee training, so the guest information remains confidential and secure. Clear communication and data privacy policies will help businesses establish trust. And then they can only implement AI technology. Trust is one of the main things. See, when a customer comes to a hotel, he's coming for a day or two. But he's sharing a lot of data with the hotel. And he shares that data with the hotel with the trust that this data will not be misused. Some cases it has been misused earlier. But then sharing with technology like AI, artificial intelligence, does not make the customer very comfortable. First of all, he's sharing it uncomfortably. But he has to share the some of the data as per the government regulations, but some of the data he shares very uncomfortably, some he shares willingly. So that is also a very good look at it. The other thing which you have to look at is the human versus automation balance. I mean, we have seen a lot of Hollywood movies between humans and human versus automation, and we've seen a lot of serials. Just recently, one was there on Netflix called, Amazon Prime, called Person of Interest, which was based on human versus automation. So that balance has to be created. So to automate tasks and increase productivity is one thing, but the human touch cannot go away. Guests always value a warm personal connection with people rather than machines. Machines, by definition, are not humans. So over-reliance on automation will create a sterile and impersonal environment. So a right balance of automation with human touch is very important. Up till now, the hospitality industry has been able to maintain that. Once AI gets developed further and further, the fear of losing that is a very high aspect. The industry can utilize technology to ease its processes, ease its tasks, make routine tasks irrelevant for humans. But complicated tasks need to be remain in human hands. Emotional quotient has to be maintained, because ultimately a hospitality is a people's business. People serve people. When trying to find solutions, always remember one simple thing. Like I just said, hospitality is a people's business. So the value stars attitude will be more important to the customer than the actual solution. The other aspect is cost, return on investment, and staff training. So when it comes to smaller hotels, the cost factor of developing these softwares are very high. Very, very high. So return of investments may not happen. So there is a barrier on smaller and medium-sized hotels and tour operators, which automatically happens. A barrier is there, because when you do AI, you have to upgrade hardware, software, you have to do training, and the challenge of return on investment is always there. And being a newer technology, the return of investment is not defined. Calculation of the return of investment has to then be redefined. In addition to that, the cost of the technology itself, there's data integration costs. Staff training would be a huge investment. So a cost benefit analysis has to be considered. What are the costs which I am paying for this application? Will it be viable for me to continue with it? AI will demonstrate to you instant return on investment for sure, because it increases customer satisfaction and allows you to retain more. So it will for sure give you instant return of investigation, very quick benefits. But it is also a technology which will drain you. You have to keep investing in it. It's not something which you invest once and you let it be and it will grow on its own. No, it won't. So you'll have to gradually scale up operation. Once the data collection becomes higher, your entire hardware to collect that data will also become much more expensive. You require faster internet services, everything. So everything is price oriented. So even smaller hotels they can look for providers and technology vendors who allow shared or flexible pricing model or shared infrastructure to be used by various customers. That's another solution which will come up over a period of time. And we'll never forget, like I keep saying, hospitality is a people's business. People run hospitality. Computers cannot run hospitality. So to deliver guest-centric experience, it is important for the employees also to be very comfortable. A smiling employee always gives you a smiling customer. A smiling computer will never give you a smiling customer. Potential roadblocks. One is good knowledge. See, ultimately, what is an AI? It's an artificial intelligence. So you have to treat it like a child because it's just newly born. So you have to feed it knowledge. It has to be monitored. And the good knowledge you feed it, the better it is going to react. The bad knowledge you feed it, it can be used to do more harm than good. So there is a cost to it, and it also has the potential of replacing human beings. So that's a huge roadblock, because manpower at the end of the day would manpower requirement would go down. That means it would create joblessness. It can eradicate problems, no doubt about it, but it can also, but it does. But it can also replace humans. So their manpower is an issue. Ethics and privacy. There has always been a widespread concern about data privacy, security and ethical considerations. So basically, with so much of data which is being misused, people impersonating people, people's identity being stolen, so people selling databases to various companies for marketing purposes, all that is there. So because of that, large amounts of personal data and personal preferences, behaviors, which generate insights and recommendations, and are always at risk. So businesses have to comply with local and international privacy regulations such as DPDPA, GDPR or CCPA, and they have to establish clear policies on data collection, storage and use. Adoption and resistance. Whenever something new is introduced, there is always resistance. Nobody likes to change. Change is a constant but never welcome. It's a constant but never welcome. Change always happens but never welcome. So new technology comes with change. So there is going to be resistance. But everything new, especially when it comes to software, and especially in AI, there are bugs which are involved with it. So yeah, that also aspect has to be looked at too. Thirdly, because it's new, people are yet discovering the technology. Industrial experts are looking at ways and means to use the technology as not a replacement matter of other technologies which are being used, but as a supportive matter initially. Then it will go into replacements, whatever it does. The scope is infinite, so anything can happen with it. But there will be significant changes from now till time AI matures. So right now people may be apprehensive to use this in their business, and like I said, change is always comes with resistance. If there is no resistance, there will not be actual change. So the important thing is for it to be adapted slowly but surely, and to look at the values it adds to the hospitality and tourism industry. With every new technology it requires an upgradation. So the system requires continuous monitoring, maintenance, upgradation, and AI is a technology which constantly improves and learns and improves and learns, would always require upgradation all the time, which always is costly. There's a cost attachment. And it is evolving rapidly. So hospitality tourism have to keep evolving. And they have to keep pace with it. Main challenge comes for small and medium-sized businesses, who are actually the chunk of the hospitality businesses and the tourism businesses. They don't have neither the resources nor the expertise to manage AI systems effectively. So that's the main challenge where it comes from. Risk of inbreeding. Now, inbreeding refers to how the AI is trained. So mass, where initial large language modules where training is on massive amounts of data of all types, text, visual, and audios. These data are normally scrapped from the internet, books, articles, and other online content, primarily created and updated by humans. But now what has happened is that AI tools are generating blogs, posts, and these AIs are learning from the synthetic posts. So the AI is learning from AI-generated content, which is not generated from human beings, but it stimulates human output. This means the AI tools will have to be trained in data sets. New systems are trained on synthetic content, which in turn creates their own content-based corruption. So the risk of content becoming progressively poor is very high. This inbreeding, like I said before also, AI is like a child, so it will learn what you teach it. So if you're going to teach it with poor content, the child will make its deductions through poor content. So that is a significant risk and a significant problem for AI systems to fail. Now there are ethical considerations. Ethical considerations such as, we'll go into each one of these separately, data privacy, cyber security concerns, algorithm decision making, bias in algorithm, transparency and explainability, trust building, consumer empowerment, compliance and accountability, risk mitigation, enhanced guest experience and misuse of AI technology. Data privacy. Now, as we went through just now, hospitality and tourism industry is a vast point of data collection. Personal information, preferences, behaviors, all this is collected in hospitality and tourism businesses. Now, all this creates its own ethical concerns. Now, this should not be going into the wrong hands. Secondly, to maintain trust, hospitality businesses have to comply to regulations such as Digital Personal Data Protection Act, General Data Protection Regulations, California Consumer Privacy Acts, etc. Acts in various countries are different. Business must implement robust data protection measures such as encryptions, access control to guests, safeguard guests and from mitigating unauthorized access to or misuse of this data. Cybersecurity concerns. Cybersecurity concerns were there even at times when AI wasn't there. But AI-driven systems in the hospitality industry will take vast amount of personal data, firstly, and they are vulnerable to AI different. AI is vulnerable to AI itself. You can make AI malicious, software of AI, which will make AI systems itself vulnerable and disrupt the operations, steal sensitive data, launch cyber attacks. I mean, so cyber attacks have been going on between countries. So AI is also going to play a main role in these aspects. Each country is going to try and attack the other country's cyber security also. So cyber security is a huge problem when it comes to everything. So you have to make all your business, you have to do all the cyber security measures. Regular updates, threat detection, response protocol, mitigate the cyber threats, which are very major. Now, that completely depends on how the AI is actually trained. So, if you are going to put in discrimination bias into your child, then that discrimination bias will come out into AI, into your child. It's going to come out in him when the child is making any decision, and unfairness treatment to others will come out. And AI historically are trained in historical data, and history has a lot of discriminational bias. In the US, the bias between the color of the skin, the blacks and the whites. In India, it's the caste system. So hiring algorithms could result in discriminatory practices in employment without even the employer knowing. So that is a problem. It is essential for businesses then to audit their algorithms regularly to ensure that these biases are not set in. And they are set in to use proper protocol to ensure the biases are removed. They have to ensure fairness and promote equal opportunities to all individuals. Opacity in the algorithms, because they're termed as black boxes of the this, is a major problem. The black box nature of the algorithms is a major problem. They may produce results that are difficult to interpret. You will not be able to interpret or challenge them, and which will definitely lead to mistrust and uncertainty. And if businesses keep and the bias continues, then the business will earn a bad name also. Businesses have to strive for transparency, explainability. They have to be very clear and upfront, be rational in their AI-driven decisions, ensure fairness and accountability, and be open. Transparency and explainability are highly relevant in AI implementation. There are industries involved great interactions with guests. Now, guests are of all kinds of natures. So AI technologies is how data is collected, where it is utilized, and what are you going to do with it. You have to make it clear to your guests who come from various backgrounds, various strata, who may not want to share their details with anyone except for you. You have to be very clear on it. So transparency helps making decisions, helps ensuring trust, helps building trust between in the guests and you. And therefore, the adaptability of AI-powered services also then happens. Explainability is the concept that an AI and ML model and its output can be explained in a way that makes sense to human being at an acceptable level. So the factors which govern transparency and trust is trust building. Trust building for anything is a very important aspect in business. Businesses which a guest cannot trust the business, a guest will not go to the business. So building trust between business and guest is very important. Guests have to be comfortable interacting with the AI system. They have to be. They should know how the technology works and how their data is being used. Ultimately, you're using their data. So, guests have to explainability of the explainability of the guest on the comprehension reasoning behind the AI-driven decisions. When you explain to your guests why you're using AI, how is it going to benefit, what information you're using for that, then the guest begins to trust your business better. Trust building is in. Customer empowerment is also a very important aspect. Transparent AI systems empower consumers by providing them with insight how their data is used. So So, person, if I'm giving me a virtual assistant in a hotel room, and all my private data and my private conversations are also being heard by this virtual assistant. So it is very important that the system, it is explained to the guests that how this data is being used. Their interactions with AI-powered devices, how it is being used and what are the privacy which is being maintained. So it is very, I have to understand the factors influencing the AI-generated recommendations. Did they hear and pick up, or my conversation made them pick up, or my previous purchase made? So that will give me confidence, and give me. I will then start behaving reliability on that.